U.S. military officials say they'll conduct further tests on an artillery shell discovered over the weekend that held the nerve gas sarin. The shell was rigged as a roadside bomb. It went off but didn't cause any serious injuries. Still, sarin would qualify as a weapon of mass destruction, and the origin and meaning of this particular shell is unknown. We're joined by former U.N. and CIA Chief Weapons Inspector David Kaye. He resigned his post earlier this year and said he thought the Bush administration was wrong in asserting that Iraq held weapons of mass destruction recently, the stated pretext for the war to oust Saddam Hussein. David Kaye, does this discovery of sarin change your opinion?
Well, not at all. I said at the same time that I would not be surprised if we found scattered around Iraq over 3 million tons of conventional armaments, some remnants of the 1980 chemical weapons program that they had and used against the Iranians as well as their own people. This looks like a very old shell, at least a decade old, and of that type. Now, the Iraqis clearly should have turned it over to the UN and it should have been destroyed. So it's a violation, more of a technical violation, and it does not relate to a weapons of mass destruction program that was ongoing as described before the war.
How do you know that? How can you tell this sort of things from the fragments, which would be all that's left, I would guess, of this artillery shell after all the thing blew up? How much can you tell from it?
Since it was filled with chemicals and the insurgents apparently thought it was filled with high explosives, the charge that went off is a burster charge. It's very small, so the fragments are very, very large. The shell's almost whole. So you can see how corroded it is, which is a good sign of its age. You can do and will be doing more precise metallurgical testing to get the age of the steel in the shell. But you can also sample the sarin. One needs to know whether this was what is called a binary shell, that is a shell where you mix liquid and a solid chemical at the time of ignition of it to mix it together when the shell is fired to make sarin, or whether this is a pure sarin, old sarin. Judging by what we've seen so far and what the military reported, it's really hard. In fact, I'm not even sure we're going to finally determine it was sarin.
So you're not even certain that the original reports that it's this very deadly nerve agent sarin, they might not be correct.
The fact that the two soldiers exposed to it had such a mild reaction says it's probably degraded, diluted, or very incompletely mixed sarin, if that at all. So we have to do more tests so we can absolutely be sure.
How many more of these shells might be out there? And I don't know if you'd have any way to assess whether or not this one just happened to be picked up by insurgents, or if they are trying to deploy a whole stockpile of these things.
Well, on the latter point, whether they're trying to deploy a stockpile, apparently not, because if they'd known this was a chemical shell, they would not have chosen the method of release, which looks like a standard high-explosive IED that unfortunately you see by the roads in Iraq every day and are devastating. What you'll have to do, and it'll be great difficulty, is try to determine where the insurgents actually got this shell. Now, the way it works in Iraq, the insurgents who place the IEDs beside the road are not the same insurgents who collect the shells from these hundreds of ammunition storage points that are scattered around Iraq. So it's really working a chain back, and as you can imagine, the insurgents aren't likely to be cooperative. As to how many there could be, we know how many the UN destroyed. We have rough records of what the Iraqis produced. I would not be surprised if there are 100 of these scattered around Iraq someplace. In fact, I suspect that probably for 50 years, the next Iraqi government will be discovering ammunition, various chemical, but also high explosives that are scattered around that are unknown. That's the nature of Saddam's regime.
You spent a lot of time looking for weapons in Iraq. You've been in the country a lot. What do you think of how things are going there now?
Well, I think the really disturbing news yesterday was not the sarin news. It was the suicide bombing that took the life of the president of the Iraqi Governing Council, because that speaks to the security situation, or really it's the insecurity situation, and the difficulty you're going to have in transitioning at the end of June to some type of Iraqi entity yet to be named. It's hard to know how you do it under conditions like this. Not even to be able to provide protection to senior Iraqi officials as they enter supposedly the most protected zone in Iraq, the Green Zone, I think speaks a world to how poorly we've done this transition.
David Kaye, former chief weapons inspector in Iraq for the CIA, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Happy to talk to you, Alex.